have to go in Muggs' cage and try it on Muggs. You know, you like for me to heal you, you like me to raise the dead, you like me to bring that paralyzed young man up, but some of you people don't like this side of me. You don't like it. It shows. It shows all over the faces. They don't like it. Uptight. I'd like to tell you where to put my shoe right now, but I love you too much. Shift your ass again. About the States. Who's honest enough to say what you miss about the States? What do you miss? Oh, come on. Somebody misses something. I don't know what I'm criticizing. What do you miss? Hazel, what do you miss? You miss what? You miss pampering, raising money. Well, that's sweet. Bless your heart. I miss that fucker. The chief. You know, he's superintendent. Don't call him inspector. Jesus Christ. We'll make a mistake here. He's a superintendent. But he was as warm. He was in uniform. The chap you saw in uniform. Superintendent of all the police. But didn't you feel how warm he was? He said, it's a good place. He said, I'm coming back next week. He's resting Mom Beach for whoring around in the dining room. Sweet Father. Yeah, I know you better say Sweet Father, Irene, because you knew you and her in it together. No, he's coming back just to take care of some of our paperwork so we won't have to go back to Georgetown. Help us with immigration. He's very, very sweet. Jesus Christ, I never met a superintendent of police that I ever liked. I never met a policeman like that man. Very warm and beautifully black. Mm-hmm. You got to look at a policeman, Jesus Christ, and let him be black for a while. Yes, Al. What do you miss? But he said, fortunately, the only pigs we got here are down in the piggery. He meant the only cops we got, the pigs. He even felt that. He even felt that relief. Your kid goes to bed tonight, you don't worry whether he's going to slip out and get killed or raped or drugged. You know, what is this, honey? I broke in. If you're a mother or a dad here, you don't worry whether you're going to walk between church and home or your house and the store and have your purse grabbed from your arm and throwed down, your hip broken two or three places. You got a 1 out of 3 chances of being mugged. Yes, Brother Goodspeed. He says he misses those goddamn helicopters in Los Angeles that go out in the streets and shine down their light if you just walk out in the street minding your business in Los Angeles. He says he misses those. Yeah, he's about that, by the way. Rossi, yes. Two blocks by puffing and blowing like a train. She walked all the way to our cattle barn, the piggery, and back. And that's a long walk. And she misses, what else did you say? The hills, yeah. San Francisco Hills. Cold weather. I thought the night. Whether you're sitting out under a pavilion. There's no place in the goddamn United States you can do that every night. No way. No way. Seniors couldn't take this. No place in the United States. Here you sit out. And I was telling the superintendent of police. Do you know the doctor as of today told me that all of your diabetes, and we had so many damn people with diabetes when they came here. None of you are now on, I believe I heard him right, all diabetics have been off the insulin? Nobody on insulin? And all the arthritis? And he said that we don't have arthritis much in the country. And that was a hell of a number of people we had on insulin, and diabetes is now gone. My mother was a very, very serious diabetic, so bad she couldn't go a day without her insulin. Doesn't take a drop. Yes. Yes, Martin. You miss Redwood Valley? Like, shit, I don't know. No better than that. Whew, Redwood Valley. You ought to call that Whitewood Valley. Ain't nothing red in it. Yes, Helen. Red neck, yeah. That's funny. Trying to talk to him, but he was listening to fucking radio. He fucks that radio night and day. We're going to have to give Sister Mercy something to play with, because he's our newsman. And that newspaper, all the free newspapers have been closed in Union South Africa. And every black moderate has been arrested. And for torture, for anyone that is resisting the oppression, even speaking out against it, the police will cut off the ear and feed the ear to the mother and the children, make them eat it. That's the system. And don't tell me that such a commentary of a system. Don't tell me it can go right. There's no way that the goddamn thing can straighten itself out. There's no way it can straighten itself out when it's that wicked. Got to come down. The immorality of Vietnam and Cambodia, the immorality of Angola, the immorality of taking a man, Andrew Young, and saying that Angola had his right to independence and now impeaching him for misconduct and impeaching him because he's a communist. A communist traitor. I mean a traitor. It's synonymous shit. You think that thing can straighten itself out? You are foolish. You think that these Senate bills are going to go away, or the cleometric theory is going to go away, or the oppressiveness of racism, the Ku Klux Klan, Voice of America, talking about the Ku Klux Klan being armed, and the Immigration Department doing nothing about it, the government doing nothing about it because they were stopping wetbacks from crossing the borders all across the southern part of the United States. And the same damn Ku Klux Klan holding rallies and have gone in and burned homes and a couple of black churches. Oh no, they don't give a shit about that. An economic depression hasn't even hit yet. Just a mild one. And the Ku Klux Klan marching strong. You read those newspapers. We saw what the hell they did to us. Son of a bitches with the newspapers and the postal department and the public relations firms. Sons of bitches, I don't miss it. If you had to go through it, you wouldn't miss it. Only way I'd like to go back is if I could set off some bombs, and only then, if it would bring some good. I don't have any desire to kill anybody. You know, we used to set off fucking bombs when nobody gives a shit. I'd rather stay here and make happiness for some children, even though I'm not a farm boy. But by God, I'd like to see what this farm has done for the children and for the seniors. I love to see that. I'm a revolutionary, but it's a fool who tries to make a revolution where there ain't none happening. It's a sadist, like somebody that pinned the frog down here, that we better find out about. You better tell us about that. Anybody that does things just for get your hostilities out and achieve nothing, that isn't worth a shit. No, I don't. I mean the person that knows about it. The person knows about the nails they put through the frog. And you better know. We're going to know. And you better come to me like the banana situation we got straightened up. Here are all these beautiful bananas coming in. We're going to have equality about those bananas. Nobody, you don't take the bananas now because the inspection committee, we've got guards and it's already inaugurated. So don't try to take the bananas. You say, well, that's too bad. We got a few thieves. Jesus Christ, you all were thieves till you got here. Right. Yeah. So the little social problems are going to hold on. It takes a while for us to get communalized. And when we have really abundance, can you imagine when we really have all of our chickens producing, all of our rabbits producing, all of our fields fully production? You think anybody's going to need to steal a banana? No. They won't have any desire to. That's the glory of communism. And people were so honest even about two bananas. I can see the time when people could have stole that fucking church and they wouldn't have come up and told me about it. We know we had relatives that did it. Stole money and ripped it off and didn't think a thing about it and didn't have conscientious people talking about two bananas. That's a new day. And we don't knock people here. We don't hit people around. We don't have sock and whatever the fuck they call it, boxing matches and spankings. So it must be some new kind of morality that's touching people. Say communism doesn't work. Well, fuck, it's working here. I don't give a shit where it doesn't work elsewhere. It's working here. don't have to scream and holler at each other. We find ways of loving and restoring situations.
Oh, sure, there'll be times. If you press it too far, we've got one lad here who's taking a little advantage. We're going to have to do more than... Can we have that sweet talk? And the lad I met... Thank you, son. I met him earlier that was on the council session of the last people's rally. And he such a sweet disposition, such a sweet attitude from our talking and experimentations and facing sexual feelings. That was rich for me to meet him in the long line of people that I talked to before meeting in personal counsel, talking about a banana, you know. That's rich. When somebody's about to flip out a few days before. So that's something to see. If you just saw one like that, but how many have we seen like that? Lots. We sure we got people that are not what we want, but we will get there, won't we? We will get there. Mother Bell, I'm sorry I kept you standing so long. Gary went through and saw the Marxist-Leninist classes. He went through, and all my teachers, I was so proud of him. And the participation. I went by Jim Pugh teaching it profoundly, and Brother Keaton was responding to his teacher, and every one of the teachers, all of them, everyone. He said, this is too goddamn much. He said, now I understand the conspiracy. He said, have you been openly declaring Marxist-Leninism? I said, absolutely. He said, this is why they're after your ass. People talking about surplus value and talking about the economic system, how it is and how capitalism has deteriorated, and now we have to move into socialism. And it was remarkable. The vernacular, the rhetoric was outstanding. And he scratched his little set hair and whatever it is, wax toupee or whatever the hell he's got on. He said, this is too goddamn much. He was overwhelmed. He was spellbound. He said, and you've used the church like it ought to have been used and subverted and brought in communism. And he was just overwhelmed by it. He said, now I know why they want you. All 700 of you. And believe me, don't kid yourself. That man's already got 12 cases and they could have 80 more. And the moment you hit the fucking shore, you'd be one of them. He's fighting for 12 of us right now. I mean, it's a hell of a bag back there. They said, well, that's not happened yet. Hell ain't going to do anything till you go. Why do they? They don't want to spend money. Their system's going broke. They're not going to start a lot of criminal charges against you unless you go back. Even that child that was in a confused state of mind, he said, I'm afraid to go through customs. You ought to have more fear than some of you got. You think he's going to go back to the United States after being over here in this communist community and everything's going to be just like it was before. Shit. Crazier than shit. They'll watch your ass like they never watched anything. And they'll pull the rug out from under you before you hardly got down to settle down and look at your goddamn kissing cousin. Any other comment before we close the meeting? Except, well, I guess we have this one lad. We're going to have to talk to him. Yes, you got a piss? All right, I never know. Wave it fast and I'll know. Okay, then I know. I can just... That's not fast enough, sister. If you need to piss, wave it. Good. In me can do it any time. Just like her faith in me made her whole. That's the thing to do. Keep on waiting, honey. About you're 5 years after, some days after your husband? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Keep your hands clasped, friends. I'm just moving from one thing to another. I feel something. Are you having difficulty in here, in this region? Mm-hmm. We'll just move around here. Not there anymore. Sometimes heart manifests itself in the back, and so let's rejoice, because when I saw your name coming floating through, Father, save your life. And our boat was supposed to be dry docked for 2 weeks plus, maybe three. So there's no way. I said yesterday, I said there's going to be a way. We are out of flour. And you know, it was just amazing how that boat timed itself. And all of a sudden, a miracle worked out that it could be repaired and on ready to come back on Tuesday. And we're going to have it laden down with a lot of things, and you want to be sure you're saving on soaps and a number of things, because like all the capitalists try to destabilize the country by making them dependent upon certain things outside of their country. And this country is refusing to do it. They're not going to have any cooking oil, so we're going to have to grow our cooking oil or think up ways for cooking oil. We're getting as much as we can in storage, but our minds better start to go into work. And the same with soap and a lot of other things. They're determined that they're going to produce at home what they need. And that way they won't be slaves to the imperialists abroad. And I like it. I'll go without a few things, won't you? Did he always come such a wonderful long way? Can you remember when he was such a lazy ass? I mean that seriously. In these past weeks, he became a worker, such a good worker, and he wanted to continue the work he was assigned to. He said you ought to be proud that you could have gone every day, because you took the church and made a revolution out of it. And some of you don't look proud enough. Let's clap our hands now. Hey, son!
Right now.
This is our socialist land. The Father gave it to me.
Clap your hands now. This is our socialist land.
The place of equality. We won the victory. Working and living in a land that is free. This is our socialist land. Father gave it to me.
One more time.
This is our socialist land. A place of equality. Upon the victory. Working and living in a land that is free.
This is our socialist land. Father gave it to me.
How many have promised with the uplifted salute to save? Thank you.
Theodore Guschelbauer directed the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra in the overture to Der Freischütz by von Weber.
A clean, well-lighted place for books. That special bookstore at the Oaks in Cupertino is open 7 days a week until 11 p.m., until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. Enjoy fine music and free coffee while you browse through thousands of paperback and hardbound books, like the QLP Art Series from Crown Publishing. This is a fine collection of hardbound art books, each with over 50 color plates. Enjoy them at a clean, well-lighted place for books, where you can always be sure of personalized service, directly across from De Anza College in Cupertino. A clean, well-lighted place for books.
These are the classical music stations, KDFC San Francisco and KIBE Palo Alto.
Courses in photography? UC Berkeley Extension has them, 843-3652. For a catalog, UC Berkeley Extension, 843-3652.
Pierre Thibault, trumpet, joins the Bamberg Symphony under the direction of Otto Gerdes in the trumpet concerto in E-flat by Haydn, 1782.